This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the most extensive movie marketing campaigns in history is now in its climactic days. Anchorman 2 opens in about 2 weeks. Its star actor, Will Ferrell, started promoting it way back in March. He appeared on Conan O'Brien's show In Character and in Wide Lapels as 1970s throwback Ron Burgundy playing his trademark jazz flute.
There will be a sequel to Anchorman. There will be a sequel.
Since then, Ferrell's fictional Anchorman has popped up in real situations all over the world, as we hear from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
It's been a blitz. A Ben and Jerry's tie-in. An Anchorman exhibit at Washington, D.C.'s museum. 70 car commercials starring Ron Burgundy.
Caravan. Journey. Charger. Avenger. Challenger. Durango. Dart. Dodge. Dodge.
After the ads went viral on YouTube, Chrysler reported record sales. Then a fake autobiography, excerpted in The New Yorker. On ESPN, Ron Burgundy interviewed quarterback Peyton Manning about his lack of facial hair.
And I'm going to be honest with you, you look like a succulent baby lamb, okay?
I guess to tell you the truth, I never had much of a desire to grow any facial hair.
A scorched earth media strategy in a world of millions of screens. Ben Carlson runs a company that tracks conversations about entertainment and social media. He says it's perfect.
You might miss the TV spot, but you'll catch him on SportsCenter. You might miss him on SportsCenter, but you'll catch the viral video of him hosting a news show.
Or you'll catch real news reports like the local ABC affiliates in Boston that aired yesterday.
Fake anchorman Ron Burgundy was honored today at Emerson College as the school made the tongue-in-cheek gesture of renaming Emerson as the Ron Burgundy School of Communications just for one day.
There's all of these jagged spikes of chatter that happen because there's so much activity.
Ben Carlson has graphs that break down social media talk about the new Anchorman movie hour by hour. Since October, he says there's been nearly 50 million mentions. Chatter spiked again earlier this week when, as Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell co-anchored a news show in North Dakota.
A Christmas tree lights up Main Street, Minot.
It's a fairly serious violation of news ethics.
Robin Abkarian wrote a column for the Los Angeles Times pointing out that a news show should maybe refrain from getting turned into a giant promotion for a movie.
And it was wonderful to be here. Really was.
Stay classy.
What?
Oh, man.
Abkarian points out that the newscast was not even that funny. But she's in the disapproving minority, says social media analyst Ben Carlson.
So far, the conversation around the film this past week has been only 2% negative. And some of that negativity is related to people being already a little sick of the Ron Burgundy character.
That would be my feeling.
NPR film critic Bob Mondello saw the movie a few days ago. Frankly, he didn't even think it was worth a review. But for the sake of this story, I convinced him. Bob's review, in three words.
It's kind of lame.
But the marketing, in the words of Ron Burgundy.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.